dying blood.
This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, you'll be hearing from Billy Graham's new message titled, Arise, Take Your Place. There are some things on this earth that absolutely have to be changed, have to be prayed out, and have to be done by a church that is rising to her place. We will have to come up to this place and aspire to move in the plan for the Church of Glory. Listen now as Sister Billy shares about this place and how we must rise to this higher realm in God.
So I told you that the Lord said to me that he brought me to the feet of the leading prophet in the land, and that was Kenneth E. Hagin. Now I shared this morning how he happened to bring me to the feet of Kenneth E. Hagin. We were living in a town about 20 miles north of Tulsa, and I told a lady that speaking in tongues was of the devil. And she said, if it is, what's it doing in the Bible? And I said, I don't know, but I want to keep you safe from the devil. She said, I'll give you 3 weeks to tell me. So I got into the Word of God. And in the meantime, I got a call from a lady in town who was a doctor's wife. She said, I want to come visit you. I said, fine. She came over. She brought a great big Wallensack recorder. She put it down on my coffee table. She said, I came to play a tape for you. Now, this is 1967. You have no idea how foreign that phrase was. I came to play a tape for you. I didn't even know what this would be like. She put that big thing down. It had 7-inch reel tape on it. She played for me a tape by Kenneth E. Hagin called The Father's Care, how that God loves us as much as he loves Jesus. Then she moved in quickly for the kill. I was crying, weeping. And she said, Mrs. Brim, don't you think before you convince Mrs. Martin that speaking with tongues is of the devil, you should know more about it? I said, yes, I really should. She said, this man is teaching a seminar next week on the subject, and I will take you and Mrs. Martin. And so we started going in April 1967, Monday through Friday. We took Saturday off and then had another Sunday afternoon meeting. And as I started out Monday, I had a lot of questions, especially when Brother Hagin would tell about his being caught up before the throne of God. But by Friday, I was ready, and I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit when Brother Hagin and Mrs. Hagin laid hands upon me. I phoned my mother, and I told her the good news. It was not good news to her. I said, Mother, it's in the Bible, and when I see you, I'm going to tell you, I'll show you in the Bible. And don't worry, Mom, I'm not going to get into any of these Pentecostals' error. I'm not going to wash off all my makeup. I'm not going to put my hair long and grow it out into a bun. And Mother, I promise you, I will not listen to any women preachers. But on Sunday afternoon, Brother Hagin brought in a little woman preacher, 75 years old. Her name was Clara Grace. And when she preached on 2 Peter about the coming of the Lord, the place filled with power. I said, my goodness, that's one of the most powerful sermons I've ever heard, and she's out of order. I have a reasoning mind. I have to reason things. I said, I reason. Well, now, when she gets to the judgment seat of Christ, she'll be on the par level with the men who were so bad. Because she's so good, and it'll be all right. She won't get kicked out from heaven. 14 years later, the Lord told me to go back and listen to what she said. And she said, the Lord tells me that he is building up, that is the last days, and he's building his end time army. And that in this room are some of the chiefs of the Klan. Well, there were only about 150 people in the room, cram-jammed in there, most of us denominational people, coming in that charismatic move. God had shown Brother Hagin that we were coming from the denominational world and to meet us. We were writing in our Bibles for the first time. If you had thought, and she said, God tells me that I can release some information to you today. She told us a great vision about the glorious church and how it would rise. And I can do this because he's raising up his end time army, and you are some of the chiefs of the clan. Among you are some of the chiefs of the clan. Well, you would not have thought, looking at that group, there were any chiefs of an end time army that were going to do wonders. Brother Copeland was talking today about how God led him there. He was on fire, lit up inside, and God led him to the meeting. And I always joke and say, especially if you saw this one little guy, at those days he was a little rotund, on the front row, who would come there in a car, I laughingly, jokingly say, tied together by baling wire. His name was Kenneth Copeland. Nobody cared that Kenneth Copeland was among us. Nobody rushed him out at the end. Nobody asked him any deep spiritual questions. So when I found that tape years later when I worked for Brother Hagin and went into the archives and got it, I sent Brother Copeland a copy because I doubted that he heard it either. But now, I want to read you after Sister Grace preached. On that tape, you hear it. Brother Hagin says, "This is holy ground. This is holy ground." And he began to prophesy to individuals. And the first one he called up was Brother Halverson. This is Brother Philip Halverson, the praying man that we all knew so well. And he prayed in a place like nobody I'd ever known before. When you prayed with him, you could hear the news before it happened. He prayed with a power. I remember one night, he used to teach prayer. How many of you ever sat in a prayer session with Brother Halverson? At Kenneth Copeland's meetings. He would teach prayer before the meeting, and then he would pray all during the meeting. And one night, I believe this was in Fort Worth, and the power, he had prayed so much, and the power of God was on him that night. And when he prayed, he was like this. And his wife, they wanted to turn out the lights from the Tarrant County. And we couldn't move him. He was like a giant. He was powerful. And Fern said, "We've got to get this power disseminated off of him. Three of you go on one side, three of you go on the other. Take a hold of his hands." And he was wet, wringing wet, every bit of his clothes. And I was on one side of him. I wish to God I had never taken hold of his hand, because his power was, it could crush you. And then as he was praying, it finally disseminated, and we were able to get him out of there. Now, Brother Halverson, later on, I came to know him very well, became a mentor, and then he was one of the ones that God said, Brother Hagin prophesied, some of these are going to go on that know how to pray, and before they do, we have to find out what they know. And so the Lord led me to have a prayer meeting in California, Secrets of Intercession. I urge you to get those tapes with videos out there. They're not highest quality, but you can't beat any quality of praying. And that meeting, we rented a whole room at the Civic Center, Los Angeles Civic Center, to have the meeting. And we had just a little old brochure run off like on a, what you call those mimeograph machines? Maybe we had it printed, but it wasn't very quality printing. But Brother Copeland, the Lord told him, "You get that and you announce it at your Anaheim meeting." And he did. And here came the people, and the rest is history. So Brother Halverson was one of those. But I didn't know. In that room, she said, "Here sits some of the chiefs of the clan of the Last Day Army." And I was thinking today, who was sitting there? Kenneth Copeland was there. Gloria stayed home that day. Later, she got where she didn't miss God, but Ken didn't do much better. Gloria said, "How was it?" And he said, "Oh, I don't know. This little old woman preached." It took Kim about 14 years, too, to get ready for what she said. But in that room was Vicki Jameson, Peterson, Bobby and Loyal Furry, Doc and Allie Honeyager, Philip and Fern Halverson. I'm sure I could think of some more that were there. Blaine and Helen Ambergy. And about 150, of course, Buddy and Pat Harrison and the family, the Hagin family. And I was there. Now, I didn't at all understand when he prophesied to Brother Halverson. I didn't even know Brother Halverson. Let alone did I know what this prophecy meant. Here's the prophecy he gave Brother Halverson that day. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the day of preparation is almost over, that is, in the life of some who stand here, even in the life of Brother Halverson. The day of preparation is not a time when you understand all that is given unto you, or all that is said unto you. But as you take steps of faith, though feeble they may be, you will eventually come unto the place. And the day of preparation is over, and almost you stand in that place. And then there shall come not just glimpses of light, and not just beams of light, and not just a small revelation, but there shall come the full blaze of the glory of His revealing Spirit unto thee. And thou shalt know more and more. And thou shalt show more and more. And thou shalt pray more and more. And shall go more and more into prominence. In these days, the ministry of the seer and the prophet shall come. And those who have been in the preparatory stage shall into the fullness of ministry come. Then he ministers to Sister Grace, and then he switches back over to ministering to all of us and to the church and to you, of course, because this time we're in now is in it. And the realm of the unseen shall swallow up the seen. And those who do know God shall walk in the realm of the Spirit. For the realm of the Spirit is the realm of the unseen. And they shall see, and they shall know. And even some in this place shall be transported like the Spirit, by the Spirit, like Philip, and be found in another place. My daughter Shelley has had this experience. She was a little girl coloring on the back row, 9 years old. And some will say, why, they were only here 10 minutes ago, and now they're found way over there. The eyes of the spiritually blind shall be opened and enlightened to see. Many shall mock, but the word of the Lord shall come unto thee. And hearing his voice, thou shalt respond. And the gifts of the Spirit in the fullness of their power shall come. And they shall be manifested unto thee and through thee. And miracles shall you see, and signs and wonders too, for the Lord shall work through you.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, Arise, Take Your Place. This new 8-tape cassette album is now available for only $40. To order this series, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.